knock you, rock you, and make you a better person. Not because of me, but because of the Word of God. Now, I want to throw caution to the wind. Please listen to me. Don't get up during the message. Stay seated. Don't be moving around. Okay? Amen? Thank you. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come to you asking forgiveness of our sins right now. Lord, we're just about to breach a topic that's extremely important, Lord, in our world, in our society, in our lives, in our families, in our church. And God, you've given me different messages at different times. And I've prayed, God, that they would be impactful. And they have been for a while. But Lord, we find ourselves slowly creeping back to the ways we were. But God, today is a new day. And God, there's no doubt that you gave me this message. This is not for me. This is simple, but it's ourselves up spiritually right now. To be attentive, to listen to what you have to say, God. Our time's running out. And we need to be about your business. God, help us to be about your business, listening to what you have to say. And Lord, you have a lot to say this morning. So Lord, let your word be heard. In Jesus' name I do pray. And all God's children said, amen. Turn your Bibles to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1 says this. In the beginning, the very beginning. Church, listen, do you realize that we have a beginning? And it's right here. In the beginning, we have a beginning. But do you realize as you close your Bible, as you close your eyes, as you close your life to death, there was a beginning, but there is not an end. There's not an end. But we have a beginning. And we see the beginning right here. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Verse 2 says, now the earth was formless and emptiness. Darkness covered the surface of the watery depths. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from darkness. God called the light day, and he called the darkness night. Evening came, and the morning was the first day. We see here a very beginning. And a lot of times, we as Christians, we see the beginning, we accept the beginning, but we never get past the beginning. We're stuck at the beginning, never to move forward, never to move beyond the threshold of where God found us. Understand this, when he saved you, that was the beginning of your life. Your world should have changed. But it should be constantly changing. Not reversing. Not going back. Hey, listen, I'm not saying that you're not going to sin. We all sin. But I'm talking about going back to the old man that once was. That shouldn't be. You are a new creature. You are a new creation. God gave you a new beginning. You should have moved past that beginning. Well, Brother Kyle, what should I be? Just hold on. We're going to get there. Now, I want you to understand something. As we look at the very beginning, darkness has darkness was here before light ever existed. It's always been here. Darkness has always been here. Darkness is still present in the shadows. Even where light isn't present, darkness is still here. In cracks, in crevices, in closets, behind pictures, under doormats, under floor mats, darkness is everywhere in this world. When we stand in the middle of a noonday sun with our arms stretched out in the middle of the field and we're totally encompassed by nothing but light, darkness still exists under our feet. Darkness is everywhere. Church, God has always separated darkness from light. And God has always used people to shine His light into darkness. Always. Listen, God created a people from a pagan nation to be the light in the dark world. And this people were a great light for a while, until they became dissatisfied with the blessings of God and wanted more than what God was freely giving them. The days grew darker and darker as the Hebrew children pushed God out of their lives and stepped back into darkness. Listen, God pleaded. He pleaded with His people. Come back to Me. Come back to Me. The whole Old Testament, you can put it up to your ear, and I tell my Wednesday night crowd this all the time, the Old Testament screams out to you, return to Me. Return to Me. But they wouldn't. They found themselves in the bondage, and it was their own doing. Now something else happened. Something amazing happened. God sent His one and only Son to regenerate the light that the Hebrew children had stepped away from. Now understand, Jesus was not God's plan B. Don't ever look at that. Don't ever let anybody tell you that Jesus was God's plan B because the Jews messed things up. No, that's not the case at all. The Hebrew children knew He was coming, and their hope should have been in His coming, but something very different happened. What is it, Brother Kyle, that happened? Now, you can't turn, but I'm going to turn to John chapter 1. John chapter 1 says this. In the beginning, another beginning, was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. All things were created through Him. And apart from Him, not one thing was created that was created by Him. Life was in Him, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in darkness, yet darkness did not overcome it, nor did it understand it in some versions. Darkness didn't understand this light. Church, the reason the lost world could not understand Jesus is the light. Because they had let themselves so be consumed by the darkness. They were consumed by the darkness, and they did not understand the light. They could not see the light. Church, when I close my eyes, When I close my eyes, I'm shutting my eyes to the light. I'm choosing not to see the light. I'm choosing not to accept the light. When I close my eyes, understand this, when my eyes are open, the light is always present. But when I close my eyes, I can't see the light. It's not God's choosing, it's our choosing. But listen, even in the midst of darkness, Jesus shined His light for the world. He did not hide the fact that He was the source of all light. He never tried to hide it. Listen to this. John chapter 8, verse 12. Jesus told the woman who was caught in the very act of adultery and the crowd who had gathered there to stone her. He said, listen to what Jesus said. I am the light of the world. Anyone who follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Amen? But He didn't stop there. Listen, if He would have stopped right there, people would have been without excuse for not shining the light. But they can't, because Jesus didn't stop there. Jesus went on. Listen, in John chapter 9, verse 5, Jesus told His disciples who had just asked Him, who had sinned to make this man who was born blind from birth blind, him or his parents? Jesus said, neither have sinned. This man was born blind so that God's works might be displayed. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Jesus was the light of the world. He exposed this darkness that hid behind the cracks underneath the piano. Listen, Jesus exposed this darkness. He was the light. But He said more. Jesus said in John chapter 12, verse 46, I have come as the light into this world so that everyone who believes in me will not remain in darkness. Do you get that? Jesus wants to divide the light from darkness in you. He wants to divide the darkness and remove it from your life. He said, I came that darkness might be gone and light might come in. But He didn't stop there. Listen to what Jesus said the reason was that people did not come to Him. John chapter 3, verse 19 through 21 says this. This then is the judgment. The light, which was Him, has come into the world, and people loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone who practices wicked things hates the light and avoids it, so his deeds may not be exposed. But anyone who lives by the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be shown to be accomplished. Do you see the difference? Those who want to be encompassed by the light are going to be drawn to the light. Listen, I shouldn't have to beg you to come to church on Sunday night to listen about what's going to take place here in a few years through the book of Revelation. You ought to be so encompassed by the light that you can't get away from the light. You can't get enough of the light. You constantly want more and more and more of the light. But just as your appetite for the light, if the light is encompassing you, should be thriving. Listen, darkness works the same way. There's a constant pull between darkness and light. Darkness wants to pull you back to who you were. Light wants to pull you towards regeneration and help you to understand who Jesus is and the truth of what's coming, church. There's a constant pull. Now, church, what happened to Jesus? What happened to the light of the world? The world killed the light on the cross of Calvary. Killed Him. But the light of the world did not stay dead. He came back to life, and before He ascended back to heaven, He did something amazing with His light. Jesus passed the torch to us. You see, He told us, His followers, years before, he was not the only form of light. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 through 16 tell us this. You, that means you. Listen, that is you. You, He says, you are the light of the world. A city situated on a hill cannot be hidden. No lights should be, no one lights a lamp and puts it under a basket, but rather on a lampstand. And it gives light to all who are in the house. In the same way, he's pointing back to you and he says, you let your light shine before men so that they may see the good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Now we come to a question. Are you shining your light in the darkness so all the world can see the light of Jesus through you? Are you shining your light for all the world to see? Now, I want to give you an illustration here. If you are a Christian, God has called you to be a light. He has given you the ability to be a light. He has told you to be a light. If you're not being a light, it is all on you. This is what most Christians do, and your pastor is just as guilty as anybody else. This is what we individually do with our lights from time to time. You know what I just did? I poked holes in the darkness. That's pretty good, Brother Kyle. I mean, hey, you made a difference. You made an impact. You let this light in. You let this light shine in that all the world would see. You made a difference. And I look at myself and I'm like, man, look at all the holes that I poked in darkness. I poked 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I poked 8 holes in the darkness. Mitch, I'm making a difference for the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we as the church, we do the same thing. We're like, listen, God has put us right here on the corner of Sylvania and Chevis Road. And we are put here that we might reach this community, reach this city, reach this state, reach this world for the gospel, with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we get happy with ourselves. We come up here and we do this. We poke more holes in the darkness. And we come and we celebrate with each other about how we've poked holes in the darkness that God has given us the light to poke these holes with. And we just get so excited. And we should get excited. But church, there's something that you have to know. There's something that you've got to know. God did not create us and give us the ability to shine our lights to poke holes in the darkness. He gave us the light that we might expose darkness. We're poking holes in something that God told us to expose. The world is in the shape that it's in, and we look at them and we thumb our nose at them and we ask the question, how can they be the way they are? Without looking in the mirror and taking any credit for the reason they are the way they are. Listen, my daddy died. And one of the last things I remember him saying is, if there's so many Christians in this world, why can't you see them? Why aren't they making an impact? What are they doing? He couldn't see them because Christians don't shine their lights. They don't shine their lights. I want you to understand something this morning. There are varying degrees of light. You see here, there's candles. I've got a flashlight. You know, when we went to the beach a few years ago at night, we bought some big flashlights. We were out there looking at the wave pools, looking at the animals, and we had some big spotlights. There's varying degrees of light. what would you call yourself? If you looked at yourself and your light that God gave you to shine, you see, He created you and He saved you not to be safe, but to make you dangerous. Not dangerous to yourself, but dangerous to the lost world, dangerous to the enemy, dangerous to Satan. Y'all have all heard the adage, and you've heard, you know, all the jokes. When your feet hit the floor each morning, Satan and the demons ought to shake and quake because they know something's getting ready to happen. Why? Because you're getting ready to let your light shine so bright for Jesus. Some of you have a light like this. Some of you, listen, I mean, it's dull. Some of you don't even know where your light is anymore because you haven't shined it in so long. Church, the world's getting darker and darker by the minute. We're being lulled to sleep by the deceiver of this world. We're being conditioned on a daily basis to accept darkness that is coming through the 7 years of tribulation. My question to you right now is, will you look past your circumstances and shine your light for Jesus? Will you push back the darkness that Satan has placed around you and made you ineffective and shine for Jesus? Church, we were created to shine. God saved us that we would shine and shine brightly for Him. Will you shine for Him? Now, those of you who are here this morning, I want you to really remember this message. Because, like I said a few minutes ago, and I believe it, God put Chevis Oaks Baptist Church on the corner of Chevis and Sylvania to make an impact. Do you hear me? He put us here to make an impact in our community, in our city, in our state, in our nation, and in our world. Do you hear me? He did not put us on this corner that we could build treasures for ourselves and heap up monies in our bank account. Listen, I'm scared to death that if I were to die today, that I personally, as your pastor, would be judged for having as much money in our bank account when there are people dying and we could do something and we're not. For the next 2 or 3 weeks. Now, I'm next week's Easter. Listen to me. It's Mother's Day, and I told y'all I'm spending Mother's Day with my mother. I haven't in 15 years. Fire me. Thank you, Alan. The next week is Youth Week. But y'all, that next week, I'm going to put it in your hands. God has given me already, He's given me 3 or 4 ways that we can be an unbelievable witness and reach thousands of people with the gospel of Jesus Christ with a little bit of effort and a little bit of money. But you've got to be willing. Hey, listen, my job as your pastor is to pray, God, Jesus, please, fill my heart. God, I want you to give me direction. My job is to pass that on to you. I can't make you follow me. What is it that you want, Pastor? I want you to let your light shine. I want you to let this church's light shine for the glory of God. Amen? Mike, if you will, cut the lights on. This is the invitation. Are you ready to let your light shine? Will you let your light shine? If you're willing and you're ready and you're able, come down this morning and ask God to give you more light than you've ever seen in your life. Let's all stand, heads bowed and eyes closed. Lord Jesus, We pray through your Holy Spirit this morning, right now. Lord, we pray that you would help us to feel your presence, to know that you're with us. God, let us be darkness exposers. Help us to let our light shine, God. Help us to quit saying it and start doing it. Lord, let us be doing so much that we never even have to have the thought come across our lips again because we are exposing so much light. God, let darkness run in front of us because of the light that you're giving us to expose darkness. Now, Lord, help us also to understand that as we expose the darkness isn't going to be happy with the light. Help us, Lord, to see ahead of ourselves and be expecting and knowing that He's coming. Lord, let us not fear, but let us cling to the light of the world, and that's you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for this day. With all heads bowed and all eyes closed, do you need to come?